Spirit has been in many manifestations. Times the children of Israel made their trek. Now, if you believe that, then you will have little difficulty in seeing where that Spirit has appeared in this world also. It was manifested in the person of our founder, Jesus. It will be our next speaker, Dr. Henry Kim.
Thank you. Now, I know all of you enjoy your Dr. Bruce. We went through anything we wanted out. We did that. I took that. And I want to tell you what I thought. I want to begin. And that's why I got up here. It has cost me this faith. If you come down to this group, why, it is possible for you to learn something about the person of Yahweh and the reality. And then somebody goes off and says this. Yes, they say they've got some folks down there that are not right. And they will not behave themselves. And they come with them down to the church. Well, now listen, let me tell you. There is nobody down there. There never was, there never will. There will never be nobody in this room that understands what we're talking about and then won't behave yourself. There may be some here that you may think understand, and don't behave yourself, but anybody that understands what we're talking about, that's right.
That's right. May not look like it, too. You may not think so, but that's the key. So all is okay. Not only that, a wife can trust her husband, a husband can trust her wife. Now that may not fit so well, huh? But I told you the truth. That's right. I told you the truth. And you know, I just felt like I often didn't get up in place. Because so many things have been said, you know, about the folks that come down here. Then another thing Dr. Bruce said, and that sounds like that, I suppose. He said that Yahweh told him his brother, and he also told you. And so also in your mother, he said. The last thing he said, he got a fist before he got this time. That Yahweh, you know him, has just walked down through the different nations. And he's been present all along. Isn't that? Now you may not see through that. But that's the truth. Now, I've stood around here for 20 or 30 years and tried my best to study. Now, let me do the drink terminology. It is our Father and me. I told you that Yahweh is Elohim in the world is the clothing of their faith. For the purpose for which I have been working. Now you just may not believe. Do you understand? You may not think so. But I'll tell you one thing. You won't find nobody in this world, on this earth planet. They are not here.
that can tell you any more about your Bible and put it together. I have done. Then I'm moving. And then I did. Now, again, I do not mean the boat by that. Sir, I do not mean the boat by that. I just simply mean to tell you the truth. Now, I don't have to sound sensible. Now, if you notice that John the Baptist, when he walked around on the face of the earth, in the latter days, supposing of the previous age. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. My Father in me, he doeth the work. In other words, he couldn't raise nobody from the dead, he couldn't heal the sick, he couldn't do nothing. And said so. I took my foot and told it to the foot. I said, I cannot do anything. I'm not trying to fool nobody that way. Not trying to deceive nobody that way. One way or the other. If I had my way about it, as man, I wouldn't be bothered.
It's all right.
That's right. I'm sick and tired of 8 feet. Now that's me. You know, if I feel that way about myself, in other words, let me tell you, folks, I'd rather be. I'd just rather be. I know from one time to the other, when the time comes to come to school, I have those responsibilities at times. You understand? But something in me said, go on down. See, you're just pushing, go on down. Try again. Just keep on trying. You see what I mean? And so here I am. Now I want to tell you something. I'll just give you a shot. Now you tell me. I'm talking about what we have witnesses for. Now, whoever you are, wherever you come from, I told you one thing. Now, I intend to get into that truth. You won't find nobody on this earth that put this Bible together. In Genesis and Revelation. I just tend to repeat what I said.
Right.
Any better than Yahweh has to use to me. I said, they were not living, not on this earth. And they are not dead. Now that's how everybody. Now that don't mean that they seem smart. It doesn't mean that at all. But it's one thing it does mean that Yahweh truly does exist. And he functions through me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And he chooses whomsoever he will. That's it. When I looked in the looking glass at myself, the last time I saw myself in the looking glass, and that was just before I come down here. And so I seen in that looking glass, if it had been me, myself making a dog. I thought it wouldn't show, that's all I seen in that book.
That's right, I'm telling you the truth. Now, this is what I was going to say to you about a dog. Now, you've had the opportunity. Some of you are older. There's very few children here. You've read books. You've been from one place to the other. You've heard a lot of people speak and do many things. But now, if you know any back, this is getting right down to you, and then I'm going to tell you something. If you know anybody, or if you ever seen anybody, heard tell of anybody that has performed any more miracles, notwithstanding that I can't do nothing, then what Yahweh has done to this body that you see standing here, if you know of anybody, you ever read of anybody, you ever seen anybody that said they saw anybody that said they seen somebody that has performed any greater miracle than what I have done, notwithstanding that I can't do nothing, that's how many the spirits have been made. Right? Now listen now. See what I mean? To prove that Yahweh did send me. What they were done for. Not no honor, no glorification to me at all. And I'd have you to know that he is all of our Father. You understand? He created both the angels and mankind to honor and to glorify and to praise and to give thanks unto him. Now that's what he created him for. Now if anybody in here, I'm asking you now, and you ought to be honest enough, see, to tell me something about it. Now as quick as you can tell me about somebody that you've heard of, see, I'm going to refer you to somebody that knows something about it. I mean right down here close to you. That you don't know. Now, if you think you know somebody that ain't great enough, and he's 38 years, come on, ain't great enough. He told you the proper guy if you want to call him, but I don't call him. You understand? And the things that I have told you down through the years, it's still nobody, right? That's what we're doing. No, it's what I have during these 38 years. I want you to get up and tell me. Now, you've heard of Oral Roberts. You've heard of Billy Graham. Right? You've heard of a whole lot of them. Alan and Ewing and whatnot. See? No, they can't. See, I'm putting you on the carpet. You have a right to put me on the carpet, and I have been on it for 38 years. Now, do you hear what I'm talking about? Do you all understand? Anybody got any testimony to that effect? Do you know anybody that has performed any great miracle? Or have told you any more about this book which you call the Holy Bible than I have. Excusing none. Stand up and tell me something about it. Now listen, I want to tell you why I said that to you. First of all, this book which you call the Bible is a revealed purpose and will
plan of Yahweh that's carried out down through the dispensation and ages. Now this is what I'm going to say. You say change. Now this is what it never does do. It'll never do. It never falters. Never makes no error. Never makes no mistake. Now listen. And it just constantly repeats itself over and over and over and over and over again. Now when you understand, then that's what does away with your alibis and excuses. But until the first time that you don't understand, the Bible is the most complicated. You understand? Because it is a mystery. Yahweh himself is a mystery. There is two mysteries in this book. Well, there's more than that, but I'm talking about faith.
Yeah.
The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of Yahweh. Now listen to me. Now I'm trying hard now to get it over to you. Now unless you know, listen at me close, unless you know the mystery of Yahweh and the person of Yahweh, the devil will pull you in.
Right.
See, you don't have to worry about the mystery of iniquity or the devil. See, if you can learn the mystery of Yahweh, then you got the devil covered.
That's right.
That's right. So if you run on an exact opposite, it's just like the veins and arteries in your body. One has pure blood. One way and the other and pass it the other. Now those two things are here. I often think about the people talking about the war in Vietnam and the war in Israel and Nixon's speech and whatnot. And how confused the people are about it. And I just think about it from time to time. Now listen, suppose at the Paris Peace Talks, who has any reconcilable proposition or plan to present that is right and the means of salvation to those people following? Either the North Vietnam or South Vietnam, this government or that government or any government. Who has any questions? All you can do is just say, well, we just quit shooting one another. Then we often hear this kind of a thing brought up. Says, well, they're killing our boys over there. You see? And we want them brought out of that because they're killing our boys. But you never hear them say only brag and boast about how many North Vietnam people they killed. We give medals of honor for killing those folks. Yes? Now, it's just a sad kill one of the other. Is that what I don't know? Now, I'll tell you what I want to do. Just in a few minutes. I know we don't have those few minutes left. And I want to show you. I want to show you how to take this book, this Bible, and put it together from Genesis to Revelation. And what little time that we have left, that's about 15 minutes. You get so you can put one together in about 15 minutes. You're doing pretty good. Right? Well, now look. Dr. Briggs has went through what we have went through. And he told you who exactly where he was. He proved it. Now look. Now we talk about the God. Would you mind reading that right quick for me? Romans 1:19-20.
Well,
Lord, it might
be
now look up on the top of that stuff here. Series number 2. Now this is number 1. This is series number 1.
And this is series number 3. Now all the way.
Now what did you read that?
Because that which may be known.
Now look, it's possible for you to know all that it is to be known.
No.
All you need is to know. It's possible. Now he may say to the believers, he sees to it that it was possible. Now look, it had not been that. You see, you could have some justifiable excuse. And he doesn't say, well, I didn't know no better. But now he has thought it and eliminated that. Get the point? All right, read.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in it.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh. It was
manifest in
me. Now it's manifest in me.
For Yahweh has
showed
it.
Yahweh has showed it to them. You see? Now when Yahweh shows it, you just don't have no excuse. You just don't have no alibi. You understand? You just don't have no reason for anything. It's part of it. And he is the only one that you have got to answer to. For the limitation or the expense of your knowledge. You don't have to answer to nobody else. All right.
For the invisible.
Now, wait, let's get this straight. For that which may be known of Yahweh is manifested in them. See? It's revealed right within your structure and in your makeup. Man is made in the likeness and image of Yahweh.
That's right.
Now that's one thing we got out of the way.
See, if you don't understand how he's made, all you have to do is do the math.
Right. And to them that he's talking about is these that are back here.
That's right.
So it's too late. Now the moment we're down there and talked to them and told them about what Yahweh said and thus and so forth and so on. See, they haven't heard a thing from us. And all them praise and all of them. This communication between Moses and Yahweh and them, and all the 10 plagues that poured out down there, see, they hadn't heard a thing. They saw the thing that was done. But before him communicating with them, as he did to Moses, you know, he spoke to Moses at the burning bush, but he didn't say a thing to them down here. Now, when they got out in the wilderness, see, after they got up around the mountain here, Yahweh said, so forth, give it 3 days. Clean up. And he's going to speak to them as a group from the first, for the first time. But then they did what he said. Now, Yahweh then spoke to them.
Right.
That is the first time they heard it spoke. I didn't say that he didn't speak to Abraham, as he did. I didn't say that. I'm talking about the children of Israel as an audience or a congregation. Yeah. They gathered up around that mountain. And don't you know they didn't want to hear him. Right?
That's right.
That's what you got there in the first chapter of Romans. You said they'd like to retain him in that knowledge. And you've seen the bellyache and the grasping and all that they did back there. Now that's the same situation and the condition that you got today. Because they ain't but 2 years business.
say. And look, the same two come all the way through. Now I said I wanted to take two. Into this
body,
the dream. And I want to, now I have 15 minutes. And I said I want to take you from Genesis to Revelation in 15 minutes. That's fast. That's fast.
Is that right? That's all that. That's all you'll find.
Proton, neutron, electron. And that is from the creation of the world, even though these divisions in here, in these days of the creation.
Now look. Now listen at me now.
See, that's the reason why the light is divided from the darkness. That's the reason why the water is above the divide from the water beneath. You understand? That's the reason. Why? Each one of these days you see these divisions. It's because the whole creation is fixed up just that way.
Right.
Every particle of matter is fixed up just that way. And so are you. The cell don't make no difference.
Right.
Color, yes ma'am, and yes sir.
Right.
You see. Now, that's from the creation of the world. Now listen, when you take the first chapter of Genesis, I said I'm trying to get from Genesis to Revelation in about 15 minutes. Is that right? And take this Bible and put it together that quick. See? Now if you read Genesis, you see that that's the way it is. Is that right? Now then we got Genesis covered.
Right?
Now, is that right? Now then we see down the hearts, the stages of us. Then when you come back down, you'll see this strip down here. Then we got one, two, three. Now we got that covered. Is that right? When you look at two, you know my psychic and soul. My soul, body, and spirit. Now we got you covered. Is that right? That's all you want. Now then somebody says, well, look, I don't understand Revelation, and I don't know what that stuff. Down there is right. But now, and then we're not living under the law. Somebody will say, oh, okay. You see? Now I want you to look at Revelation 11 and 8. Now this is following the book of your spirit.
And there's
dead bodies. And there's dead bodies. John is looking on the Isle of Patmos. Listen, folks. Moses said in the beginning of the creation of the earth was surrounded by what? Isn't that right?
I'm
not going to buy it all unless John is out there on the Isle of Patmos. And it's got to be surrounded by love. You understand? It takes them two things put together in order to prove the divine authenticity. Listen, the unerring accuracy and the absolute infallibility of Yahweh. Did you get them words?
All that leaves.
And their dead bodies.
And their dead bodies.
That lie in the street of the great city.
That lie in the street of the great city.
With
spiritually.
With
spiritually.
It's called Sodom and Egypt.
It's called Sodom and Egypt. You know them Egyptians were slain down there, both man and beast, isn't that right?
Right.
John is looking at it.
Right.
And so when you read about only an Exodus,
yeah.
See, we're reading over again.
Right.
We're reading about this threefold creation here. We're reading about this threefold trip. We're reading about, well, in Revelation now, we're reading about the trust of man.
Right. Bringing off of that. You see? And there's dead bodies.
Now I'm going to speak to the great city. Right. Let's demonstrate it.